this one quick class. I wasn't able to get here in time. Well, I missed it last time, and so late night last day. And then the time we got back from last day was even later. Beautiful property, more or less the equivalent of Silver's Feet in Leicester, downtown, same prime location, big buildings, and the temple room. Temple room's probably what was in volume. 500 times the size of this room. That's because the ceiling is about, must be about 70 feet high. Three and a half stories, four stories, but old stories, that was one story, so bigger than the present stories. Very, very beautiful. So we had the first program over there. It was quite chilly inside. There's no heating. And so it was the same inside as it was outside. Back then. But it was very enthusiastic. It was very, very, very beautiful. I remember when I first came to Silver Street, it was actually still under construction, and that was around the same time, 1979, and some of the upper floors weren't even built, and the other ones were in construction. I remember coming to the temple room, and the temple room, the arches were already up, and someone was painting a very nice Vrindavan scene behind the altar at that time. And Rancho Prabhu showed me around because he was in charge of building and constructing. And we're still here. Good thing. Do you drink what's in there? Nice to be back. It was sort of an unscheduled trip. I was scheduled to come somewhat later. But all kinds of some arrangement. Came just for the weekend and good opportunity to come and chant Hare Krishna with the devotees. They expand on each particular word of the mantra. Hare Krishna and Rama. I hope everyone knows that. Those are the three words of the mantra. And Hare is the locative form of the word either Hari or Hara. How we chant the Hare Krishna mantra is according to our own individual realization of it. How we especially speak about or preach about the Mahamantra to others is something else. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada often talks about Rama referring to Lord Balaram, referring to Lord Ramchandra, and Hari refers to Krishna in the greater context of preaching. Krishna says, "Jayajatamam prapadyante." He reciprocates according to how living entities want to worship him. And the important thing is that somehow or another people acquire faith in Krishna's holy names. Such faith that they'll start to chant it. And then as they chant, they'll acquire more faith. And the quality of that faith will allow them to derive greater and greater knowledge about what are the truths of Krishna's holy name. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shushudho Shaladana Shambhasu Deva Katar Uchi. So according to Shushudho Shaladana, according to your faith, Vasudeva Katha, you'll enter into a different stage of knowledge or understanding of things in relationship to Krishna. Vasudeva Katha, like Srimad Bhagavatam, like chanting Hare Krishna, and Ruchi, and then you acquire taste. Once one acquires taste for Krishna's name, then and has faith, to get faith, taste in Krishna's name, you have to have quite deep faith. And at that point, Krishna consciousness becomes very, very quick, very rapid. The issue is to get from here to there. Here means anyone, just like today. Today's Saturday, right? So I have Harinam, right? And people on the street, they love us, they love to hear. It's very interesting how, for the most part, 99% of the people immediately have a spontaneous, natural attraction when they come in contact with Krishna's holy name, because they're meeting Krishna. Especially when they see a Harinam party, because that becomes the most potent form of chanting Hare Krishna. This is sort of intermediate. When we chant japa, then that's sort of the not least, because it's not least potent, but it's more important. And then that is chanting for the benefit of others as well as for ourselves. That's the best way of chanting. And then just by that type of favorable reaction, that immediately becomes like a beach. It becomes a seed. And that seed will grow. It'll grow with they're going home to wherever they came from, and they're saying, yeah, when we were downtown, we saw the Hare Krishnas, and they look like a jolly lot. That type of favorable attitude, it cultivates that type of thing. And then wherever it is that they did come from, hopefully they'll also come in contact with devotees, or go to a restaurant, or take a book, or see some, and the Krishna consciousness grows. And the real measure of Krishna consciousness will be, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that measure, is to what type of name someone chants. when the inhabitants of Kulina Gram, they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how do we know who is a Vaishnava? And they asked the same question repeatedly. The Kulina Gram was a village. And there they had like Satyaraj Khan. Interesting Khan name. It's not a Hindu name. These people must have been at least family and their family converts of some sort. And then they were again Vaishnavas. But in any case, why would they keep asking the same question if it wasn't that they were looking for deeper answers? So when they first asked that question, they would come to Rath Yatra and they asked the question, Lord Chaitanya says, someone who once chants Krishna's name is a Vaishnava. You should offer him respect. So by that measure, these people who say, oh, we ran into the Krishnas in downtown London or in, who knows where, Piccadilly Square, then they're Vaishnavas. And the way they're saying it is that they're actually saying Krishna's name without offense. That's the interesting part. They're not committing an offense. They're just sort of naturally repeating what they heard. Yes, we saw the Hare Krishnas. And then the second year they asked, please tell us how we can recognize a Vaishnava. Well, Lord Chaitanya says, someone who's constantly chanting Krishna's name, you should recognize him to be a Vaishnava. These are different than the people who just once bump into the devotee and chant Hare Krishna. These are like people like us who are always chanting, or at least that's the theory, we're always chanting Hare Krishna. Of course, always chanting is that's not an easy thing to do. Kirtaniya Sudahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we should be constantly chanting, which means that at night when you're sleeping, while you're eating, you should be chanting Mahaprasadam Govindina Bhamani Vaishnavedam. We should be also saying Krishna's name and other activities that we're doing, but in our minds, still Krishna's name should be going on. Lord Chaitanya said, but then you have to be very, you have to be very humble, and you've had to have gotten the grace of Krishna's holy name. But that example is there, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once was going to the latrine, sometimes there's controversy whether when Krishna comes he does the things that all children do. In other words, does he also pass stool and urine? You generally don't. Well, maybe you don't think of things like that, but maybe mothers do. But when they're taking care of their children, and that's something that, of course, not only children do, adults also do it. In fact, everybody does it. But does God do it? And Bhagavatam says that yes, he does, because the mothers come and they complain that Krishna comes and steals all of our yogurt and butter, and then when we catch him just in order to get revenge on us, then he passes stolen urine on our clean floors and contaminates them. So I mean, that's Shastra. Shukadeva Goswami says it. Fifth canto talks about Maharaj Rishabdev, and also he was in this role of Avadhuta in the latter portion of his life, so he would lay in his own excrement, and yet of course it was very aromatic. So it's a little different between ours and the Lord's. And of course, that's also Satchitananda, just like everything. You shouldn't get frightened that it's something unspiritual. It's also spiritual. Lord Chaitanya was also going to the bathroom, then at one time he would hold his tongue to keep it from chanting because he couldn't stop chanting. And Gopal Guru was the disciple and the servant of Prakeshwar Pandit, who's the incarnation of Aniruddha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita read how he danced for 72 hours nonstop. Everyone wasn't doing that. I don't know if you have experience. But, usually after a few hours, we sort of tire out. And Chaitanya Charitamrita also says that sometimes these big ecstatic kirtans would be going on, still the devotees were tired. And these are Krishna's eternal associates. They're not ordinary people. They're still they got tired. So it's all right to get tired. And Lord Nityananda would then sort of calm Chaitanya Mahaprabhu down, telling him that you're doing the solo, everyone else is standing around. And then Lord Chaitanya would calm down. And then they would stop and take prasad. So that's a real example of ruchi, is when you can't stop your tongue. We have experience of that, because we have ruchi for talking about a lot of other things, I mean, not about chanting Hare Krishna. And sometimes we can't even stop our tongues from doing that, wherever we may be. So the converse of that is when we can have that same type of taste for Krishna's names that you can't stop chanting. And that's a real blessing. And a person is blessed like that.